How can you learn to love people in their own language? For one couple, it changed their lives.
The husband said, "We've been married for 30 years, and to be very honest with you, the last 20 have been miserable."
I'm Steve Douglas, and on today's Lighthouse Report, Dr. Gary Chapman shares that couple's story.
I remember one couple who came up before the seminar started on Saturday morning and said, "We drove 400 miles to come to this seminar, and we really came just to say thank you." And the husband said, "We've been married for 30 years, and to be very honest with you, the last 20 have been miserable." He said, "As a matter of fact, we basically have lived in the same house for 20 years, and we've been roommates." He said, "A year ago, I shared with a friend of mine how miserable I was."
And his friend shared with him the concept of love languages.
He said, "Wow, if I had known this 30 years ago, our marriage would have been totally different." He said, "Do you think it would make any difference if we tried now?" And she said, "We don't have anything to lose." He said, "So we agreed that with God's help, we would try to speak each other's love language once a week and just see what happened."
It didn't take long before they saw a dramatic improvement.
He said, "If anyone had told me that in 2 months I would have love feelings for my wife again, I would never have believed it. But I do." And she broke in and said, "If anyone had told me I would ever have love feelings for him again, I would have said it can't happen." She said, "But it has." I think the fact that we desperately need love, it's our most fundamental emotional need, the need to feel loved, that when we start speaking the right language, it revives the relationship. It brings new life into the relationship. And that's what's been so encouraging to me.
It's amazing when God makes what seems impossible, possible.